You said you've had some challenges with recruiting. What specific challenges have you faced with that?
You know, recruiting in a rural area is always a challenge because there's so much area to cover with, you know, limited time, limited resources. But since COVID, the biggest challenges have been our qualified applicant pool is kind of shrinking. Each year, less and less people serve, so there's less and less family members and friends that can influence the potential applicants, you know, with their experience in service. And then, you know, there's a lot more competition now with entry-level jobs than there used to be. So it's getting the word out there is the biggest challenge, to let them know that this is a viable option, to be able to explain what we do and the different ways they can benefit from service, even if it's just for a four-year enlistment.
Yeah, definitely. And I know another challenge is not everybody has internet access out in the country either.
Right. It's been spotty a few times. You don't necessarily need the internet to join the Air Force, but it definitely helps to do your research on the internet. But if you do have an issue with that, just give me a call and, you know, you can come up to my office. I've got a computer there, Wi-Fi that they can use. You know, I'm not trying to force people to join. I want them to do the research. If that's what they need, just get a hold of me and come to my office.